The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney recently returned from a reporting trip to Kenya through the International Center for Journalists, where he looked at technology and innovation in the East African country. An entrepreneurship and startup culture surrounding mobile and web technology is beginning to take hold there, but in rural Kenya, entrepreneurship looks quite different.
Inside an office building along the main road leading west out of downtown Nairobi is the heart of Kenya's startup community.
Something is broken somewhere. Okay. Andrew, LED part of the circuit. Which is
on the fourth floor, noisy kids are huddled around tables inside the iHub, Nairobi's startup incubator space. Counselors are giving instructions to these campers. They're learning to build circuits and program small robots. When a summer camp hasn't invaded the space, the iHub's office is full of young programmers working on a mobile app or website. The iHub has a few of the main ingredients needed for a good startup incubator anywhere: high-speed internet, a ready supply of coffee, and a foosball table. It set up shop in the donated space 3 years ago.
Nobody thought we could ever be able to fill it. It just seemed massive. But now we keep expanding and hoping that other people would move out.
Mugethi Gitau is the iHub's community manager. She showed me around their facilities, which now take up space on three floors. Gitau says the startup community has grown up a lot since it first started, and so have the products it's developing.
We had a lot of, in Kiswahili, say MV2s, M-things, just a mobile phone app that could do something. But now we are going more towards developing something that will solve a certain problem or address a certain issue.
Some of iHub's graduates now have their own offices in the building.
We have a lot of challenges that for the first time technology has given us an opportunity to fix.
Mark Kamau runs the iHub's User Experience Lab on the first floor. He helps startups try out their ideas in the real world. He says the startup culture here is working to expand on the cluster's momentum.
Nairobi, obviously, by virtue of being the capital city, seems to enjoy the lion's share of the attention and, of course, the infrastructure.
That's quite true when you venture outside of the bustle of Kenya's cities. A few hours' drive outside of Nairobi, entrepreneurship takes on a very different look. James Muturi is tending to a few dozen chickens on a small farm. He started raising them and growing crops with a few others after going through a training program for rural youth entrepreneurship, run by the organization TechnoServe. Instructor Margaret Ngetha says those in their early 20s, like James, can easily become unproductive in the rural economy.
Majority of the youth are idle, and when they're idle, they'll get into drugs, they'll get into crime, and they become a burden.
TechnoServe gives participants 3 months of business training and then mentors them as they get their businesses up and running. For Muturi, using the internet is a different practice than those his age at the iHub.
I Google sometimes. Sometimes I just get into internet or the market. Sometimes I research them about the market.
And then there's the enterprise of Susan Wanjiru, who makes her own soap and sells it in used water bottles she collects. She sells the soap in town and to a few nearby schools, but her one-person operation is limited.
The future plan that I'm having, to have my own bottles, to do my own packaging without using other people's labels or even bottles. Also, right now I'm only able to make 60 liters. And all those who need the soap, they are many.
The hurdles to growth facing Wanjiru and farmer James Muturi are similar to what startups back at the iHub face: difficulty getting enough capital and resources to grow their businesses. In Nairobi, Kenya, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.